You're listening to SBS News.
The rise of Donald Trump to the apex of United States politics has been closely related to his willingness to talk tough. Now, just days from one of the most significant midterm elections in the 200-plus year history of the Republic, Mr. Trump is again giving his supporters what they want on the heated topic of immigration. In a blunt and detailed speech in Washington, he says illegal immigrants are overrunning the world's wealthiest nation.
No nation can allow itself to be overwhelmed by uncontrolled masses of people rushing their border. That's what's happening. They are rushing our border. They're coming up. And even before you get to the caravan, just on a daily basis, people coming in. And it's a very bad thing for our country. It's sad in many ways, but it's a very bad thing for our country. And again, costs us billions and billions and billions of dollars a year.
Mr. Trump says he has a plan to stop what he calls the swamping of the country. He says it still involves building his promised wall along the southern border with Mexico. He says the process of seeking asylum in the United States is being abused, and he is willing to put people in jail for a long time, if required, to stop it.
My administration is finalizing a plan to end the rampant abuse of our asylum system. It's abused. To halt the dangerous influx and to establish control over America's sovereign borders. Under this plan, the illegal aliens will no longer get a free pass into our country by lodging meritless claims in seeking asylum. Instead, migrants seeking asylum will have to present themselves lawfully at a port of entry. Those who choose to break our laws and enter illegally will no longer be able to use meritless claims to gain automatic admission into our country.
Mr. Trump's opponents in the U.S. Congress have stifled his plans on the issue so far, and with the midterm elections for that Congress looming, he is not missing a chance to label those opposing him in Congress obstructionist.
The only long-term solution to the crisis and the only way to ensure the endurance of our nation as a sovereign country is for Congress to overcome open borders obstruction. That's exactly what it is. It's open borders obstruction. No votes. You can come up with the greatest border plan, the greatest immigration plan. You won't get one vote from a Democrat. They have terrible policy.
Mr. Trump did not let up on the rhetoric when he faced reporters after his statement. He's continuing to focus on the so-called migrant caravan heading through Mexico towards the United States. He has deployed extra soldiers to the southern border as a response. Addressing reports of migrants throwing projectiles at Mexican authorities, Mr. Trump says U.S. authorities will react with deadly force.
Anybody throwing stones, rocks, like they did to Mexico and the Mexican military, Mexican police, where they badly hurt police and soldiers of Mexico, we will consider that a firearm, because there's not much difference when you get hit in the face with a rock, which, as you know, it was very violent a few days ago, very, very violent. That break-in, it was a break-in of a country. They broke into Mexico.
The issue of what is being termed illegal immigration is emotional, particularly regarding the fate of child migrants and the children of people trying to cross into the United States. Mr. Trump's administration has endured sustained criticism for its treatment of such children, but he says he is merely continuing the policies of his predecessor, Barack Obama, in that regard, and has no plans to change them.
President Obama separated the children from the parents, and nobody complained. When we continued the exact same law, this country went crazy. So we are going to continue and try to continue what we're doing. But it is a tremendous incentive for people to try. But it's going to be very, very hard for people to come into our country. So we think we'll be able to do that.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.